Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
We have 21 days where we're asking you, sometimes we ask the guy to do something, sometimes we ask the gal to do something, and sometimes you both do something together. But we want you to just, for 21 days, even if you can't get to every project, to just be thinking about your spouse and how you could bless them during that time. So, you know, giving each other 30 minutes of undivided attention is one of them. Getting active together, going for a walk, just something as simple as that. When we ask the guys to write down 10 reasons that you love your wife, and we're asking the wives to write down 10 reasons why you respect your husband. And then, you know, being able to do some chores together, which doesn't sound like the most romantic thing in the world, but there's never a time I'm more in love with my husband than we've checked some things off our to-do list. It makes me incredibly happy.
You also have week three date nights in this 21
yes.
days. Talk about those. I think you call them major projects. Why those?
Well, you know, I'm coming to find out that we Christians are lousy at dating our spouses. We are terrible at it. For some reason, we just don't think it's a priority. And so while the world has, you know, their way of going out and being, you know, we need to think a little differently. How can we honor each other and love on each other? So one date I ask him to plan, one date I ask her to plan, and then I ask you to go out with another couple, because it's really, really great to be able to see yourself through the eyes of other people sometimes, your relationship. So I ask you to plan a simple date. It could be as simple as going miniature golfing, or, you know, I know you guys live in the frozen tundra, so going to the movies and going out for a slice of pie afterwards. It's something as simple as that. But just saying, you know what, our relationship is worth a babysitter, or do a babysitting co-op. That's what I did when my kids were younger. And then spend some time together where it's undivided and you don't have to be talking about just chores and who's paid the electric bill, those kind of things. You can just spend some time really rekindling some of that time in your relationship. I love dating Roger, and we do something simple. We do it year round now. We have Tuesday night date night where we go on to Yelp and we find an ethnic restaurant that we've never tried before that has a high rating, and we go and try it. And we just, you know, it's adventure dating. And so, you know, we're not jumping off of cliffs, but boy, we're having a great time. And they say one of the things that leads to longer lasting love is having new experiences together. So we take that seriously. That's from Shanti Feldhahn's research. So having new relationship adventures, new dining adventures, new fun adventures, digging in, that helps you connect in new and deep ways.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.